There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Da, 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 da. It's Ty Bollinger coming from England. I butchered that song, Ty. Sorry, my friend.
No worries, mate. Bip, bip, cheerio.
Yeah, how's that British accent going on? You're still in London. You're on the international tour, European leg of the Quest for the Cures continues here as we go outside the box, outside the globe, in fact. And I just want to see how you're holding up. I mean, the pace that you were on already when we were together last week in Naples, I was just holding my breath for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing all right, man. Yesterday, the jet lag hit me pretty good. And I'm still pretty tired today, but I've been getting good sleep. It's just, you know, anybody that's come across the pond understands that it's different timing than you're used to sleeping. So it's not sound sleep. And right. Your body, by the time you catch up, you leave and go back to the U.S. and then you got to catch up again. And that's about what we're going to be doing probably by the time we get used to it. We'll be back in the U.S.
Well, yeah, it is. But again, from here, you're going to go on. We'll talk about some of the upcoming interviews you've got. But I'm most curious about who you've connected with over there in England. I know my good buddy Rob Verkirk, PhD. Yep. This guy is a pistol. He's so smart. We joke about this. He's forgotten more than I know, right? That's the kind of guy he is. He's so, so intelligent about these things and been such a stalwart champion for health freedom, for supplement freedom, the freedom to communicate the scientifically validated information about supplements. So I was curious as to the angle you might have taken together. How is he doing?
Yeah, Rob's doing great. I interviewed Rob last night. And we had, as they say over here, a brilliant place to film.
Yes.
We filmed out at a garden, really nice sunny weather at that point, not too much breeze. And he shared some interesting information for us about the status of health freedom here in the UK as well as throughout the world. Some of the plans that they have to challenge a lot of the implementation of Codex or the equivalent of Codex in Scandinavian countries where they're basically getting rid of a lot of vitamins off the shelves right now.
Right.
And went into some pretty good detail as to how they're going to systematically defeat that. And so he's a brilliant guy, got a big heart. You know, he's doing this stance against nutritional tyranny for the world. I mean, it's not just for here in the UK, it's for all of us.
Right.
So that we can maintain our health freedom. And he's just got a great team of attorneys, and he said basically we're going to do this, 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 and this, and they're going to lose because we have the law on our side.
Yeah, he's like, all connected to our good friend Jonathan Emord here in the States. And it's just fascinating how small the world has become. And I'm not saying it's because of what we do necessarily, but we certainly are utilizing all that spirit provides us as far as the ability to communicate across all borders and cultures and languages. And in fact, and they sense, you know, the movement for freedom. Of course, that's the concern of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, whether it be here back in the States with pushes for vaccine mandates without exemption or over in Europe where you can see more overtly the Codex Alimentarius, which I know you and I didn't get to talk about yet in depth on the Quest for the Cures, but maybe you got enough from Rob.
Yeah, I got some from Rob on Codex Alimentarius, and you know that's just not that's one of many different assaults on our freedom at this point. So we didn't go into a lot of detail on Codex, but he did cover Codex, cover some other of the initiatives here to limit health freedom in the European Union. And the best part was afterwards, we were able to go down to a little restaurant right down the Thames River from where we're staying called the Giraffe.
The Giraffe. I don't want to know if you've eaten a giraffe. That's not what I'm hearing, is it?
We ate giraffe. No, They've got good salads there. That's why Rob likes to go there.
Okay.
So went down to the ref and ate some salads while it was pouring rain. And by the time we got out, it was bright sunshine again. Very gusty winds, but we've definitely experienced the whole gamut of London weather.
Yes.
Because we got up yesterday morning and we had several interviews that we wanted to get done outside. And I mean, literally the weather. If you look at the hour by hour weather, it's like sunny at 8, mm-hmm. storms at 9. Cloudy at 10, sunny at 11, storms at noon, sunny at 1, storms at 2. So they blow in, blow out. And so we were kind of watching the weather, getting the interviews done in between outside. So we got a lot of interviews done outside. We did quite a few on the inside. But here's the cool thing, Robert.
Yeah.
When we got here, we're staying at a hotel called the Novotel in London.
Yeah.
And I knew it was close to Parliament and Big Ben. That's why we booked it. I had no idea that we were going to have access to see Parliament and Big Ben from our windows, but we were able to request these when we got here, and they happened to say, hey, I said, can we get these three rooms that we're booking for me and my camera team? Do you have any views of Big Ben and Parliament for the next 4 days? And he goes, what do you know, mate? We got three rooms that you can have.
Perfect.
So we got a view of Big Ben and Parliament in the background of all of the interviews that we were forced to do inside due to weather. We've got that background, just, you know, the typical London.
I managed to comment on that while you weren't on the air with us, but I talked about the pictures that Charlene put out to the world, and very funny ones, and the fact that you did have that background. And I said, yes, and you could see Big Ben from his window. And then my wife chimed in on the commercial break off the air, said, no, you can't see Big Ben. Big Ben is actually the bell. You see the tower. So she's got honorary Brit blood. She wouldn't let me get away with that.
That's way too smart for me.
You and me both. So you got to see Dr. Robert Kirk. Of course, we were there. I was there a month or two ago now. It's going so quickly. We were doing a whole summit associated with health freedom, trying to reevaluate what would work, because their system over there, they have the National Health Services, which is a socialized system, is going bankrupt, much like we've experienced in our Western American style of socialism, which is a softer socialism, but nonetheless, it's corporatism, corporate welfare, and there is not a freedom, a real free market for medicine and healing. And so they're suffering there as we are in America, so not a lot of difference there. I don't know if that came through to you and your experience there thus far with any physicians you've talked with.
You know, I think that actually the tyranny over here is worse than what we have in the States at this point. I had several instances of people that were potential interviews that backed out because of the fact they didn't want to be exposed. You know, they were afraid of losing their license.
Wow.
And Rob mentioned that to me during the interview. He mentioned the fact that you'd come over and you had this big think tank and got all this great footage of these collaborative minds, you, and he mentioned specifically Dr. Jonathan Wright as well as Ralph Moss.
Yes.
But I think it's potentially worse here, but due to the fact that I had numerous people that were on the fence that ended up not showing up or not coming because of the fact they didn't want to lose their license.
Right. Yeah, that is pretty impressive that the concern, it's alarming, but impressive that they know that if they had appear on the quest for the cures, that somebody might find out. That just tells you the reach of what you're doing, Ty. And that's why I wanted you to go to Planet Organic. I don't know if you had time, but I had an organic breakfast and lunch there one day, and I met some of the people that were working in the supplement section, and they knew of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they knew of Ty Bollinger. So all the way in London, they're hearing the message through our friends at UK Health Radio.
Yeah, that's awesome. Unfortunately, I did not have a chance. Our schedule has been so hectic that we tried to do as many things as we could right here around the hotel, which was great for us because we are one block off the Thames River. So we were able to get a lot of footage, B-roll footage of Parliament and Big Ben and the Tower and all these things that are right across the street. So we've tried to stay as local as we could because it is a long walk. London is a very spread out city. And, you know, once we got here, we realized that I thought we're going to Heathrow. We got to get to the hotel, not a big deal. We realized it was an hour cab ride.
Wow. Incredible. But so have you been able to get in the London Underground, though?
No, we were going to get in the London Underground, but we decided to get a cab.
Okay.
Because we would have had to change trains, I think, four times from the time we left the airport till we got here. And so we just said, to heck with it. It's going to be about the same price once we go. Let's just get a cab. And so we did that. It was probably took longer in the cab due to traffic.
Yes.
But at least we didn't have to make a bunch of you know, train changes with all this luggage and camera equipment that we
were Right, yeah. No, it's not as easy as you guys just popping on and off trains. I recognize that. They do have Uber over there, I remember, too. I was able to use Uber once.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Again, there are similarities, but, of course, there are some cultural differences in Europe, although they like to think of themselves as separate in some ways of the U.K. Than the continent because they're their own island. But at the same time, medical and pharmaceutical tyranny has visited their shores. It is very real and relevant, and that's why this message of what we do by going outside the box each week, it lands. This information is really important for them and for all of us. That it's not just an American thing that we're talking about, although they might like the ideals that America stood for at one point in time, but we acknowledge that around the world, the global attempts at censorship, at limiting our freedom, at limiting our healing, are very real, and it's long past time to take a stand.
It really is, and you know, I've been really thankful for the interviews that we've gotten thus far this week, and I know we're coming up on a break here pretty soon, but maybe on the other side of the break I can start to tell you about some of the interviews. They've been really fascinating. Got a lot of testimonial type interviews of people that have cured their cancer naturally. And I even got one yesterday with a man that used hemp oil. He was diagnosed twice as terminal and used hemp oil to treat his cancer. Very emotional interview.
Fantastic. I look forward to hearing that. And did you get over to Notting Hill? That's where all the organic restaurants are. Notting Hill. I even had fish and chips at a farm-to-table place called Bumpkin when I was there.
Yeah, not even quite. We didn't make it there. That's a good 20-25 minute cab ride from where we are.
Okay.
So we didn't make it. I wanted to go to the Bumpkin. That's the restaurant that has the organic fish and chips.
Yes.
But we didn't make it over there, unfortunately. We pretty much stayed at this general area, except for today. I took a cab over with Felicity Corbin Wheeler. She's a lady that lives in Spain, and she's got a health show on Revelation TV, and so she interviewed me on her health show. And so I did take a cab about 45 minutes away today, but that's the farthest that we've been from the hotel. Other than that, we've done everything within a few blocks.
Wow. All right. Well, we got TMB. He's in the UK with his crew filming for the next round of The Quest for the Cures Continues, The Truth About Cancer. And it's the middle of the night for him, but he's a trooper. He's staying up with us, and I'm a little bit earlier than usual because I'm in Chicago for Autism One, autism1.org, and they're linked up all the notes there at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 6 days a week, cranking it up even more with TMB from England after the break. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks to our friends at Better Way Health, Reggie and the gang, betterwayhealth.com. They get the Beta 1 3D Glucan. TMB, you were hanging out with them in Atlanta as the quest for the cures continued domestically last week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a chance to get a rematch with Reggie.
Yep.
Better Way Health on the ping pong.
Right.
We had a round robin tournament at the end of the day after filming, and he and I ended up being the final two, and he whipped me again.
Yeah. Not only that, but you had a serious let's say injury of your epithelium, your dermal epithelium.
Well, I did actually. They've got a big tape cutter there in the Better Way Health offices. And I was going for a ball, and my left hand struck the tape cutter and literally cut my bottom three fingers across pretty deeply. It's, as a matter of fact, the cut on my pinky is still healing. It's still kind of open. I'm using the Sovereign Silver on it every day. It's not infected, but it still hasn't sealed. It probably needed a couple stitches.
Wow, yeah, I know. It was a deep gash. I saw it. That's why I asked you how it's going, because when we were together in Naples, it was definitely fresher. But glad you're holding it together with the silver there. Now, UK interviews, the UK version. This is international. Those who were courageous enough and were not fearing for their licenses did meet with you and talk with you about some of their experiences with overcoming cancer themselves.
Yeah.
So anything to share as a sneak preview?
Oh, sure. I mean, the first interview that we did here Monday morning was with Laura Bond. She's a British journalist. She wrote a book called Mom's Not Having Chemo, I think is the title, about her mother being diagnosed with supposedly terminal cancer. And I believe it was about 20 years ago. And her mom's still alive. And she shared the, you know, just her, she, Laura is actually did a lot of what I've done, is research through other doctors and interview other doctors. And in publishing that book, I think she interviewed over 60 medical doctors about cancer and chemotherapy and radiation and all that. But right. Fascinating interview with her. We had a great interview with Sue and Robert Oliphant. They're from Birmingham, which is about 2.5 hours north. And they shared Sue's story of being diagnosed with terminal, I can't remember if it was liver cancer, terminal liver cancer.
Right.
The oncologist told her, the last words of the oncologist were, "I'm so sorry, nothing we can do." Right. So she was given no hope. And they basically changed the diet, went organic, started taking vitamin B17, you know, apricot seeds, Laetrile. And here she is 4 years later, cancer-free, and now they hold cancer, you know, how to beat your cancer meetings up in Birmingham. So fascinating interview with her and Rob, her husband. He's a fascinating, he's a fantastic support for her.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the research that he's done is really incredible. Another testimonial that I was telling you about was David Hibbett. Yesterday he's on Facebook. We were connected that way through Facebook, and he was diagnosed with terminal stomach cancer at the age of 30. And did two rounds of chemo, after which both rounds of chemo, he was told he was cancer-free, only to have it come back 2 to 3 months later. And then at the end, he was told after the second round, he was terminal. There's nothing that they could do. After the third round, he was terminal. And then he did hemp oil, and now he's cancer-free, and he literally almost broke into tears when I asked him about, you know, what did it feel like to be told you were terminal, and then... or that you were cancer-free, and then to be told that you were terminal in light of the fact he has a 5-year-old little boy. I mean, just the emotion really came out in that interview. Fantastic interview. He's a great, great guy. I'll stay in touch with him.
Yeah.
And then...
Ty, before you go to the next one, it just occurs to me the similarity of the messaging of the people that are having to overcome not only cancer, but the treatment for cancer. This is so pervasive that when we talk about modern medicine becoming a religion in America, it is a world religion, is it not?
It is a world religion. And all of these people knew, whether they experienced it firsthand or they knew from the studies, that the chemo was probably going to kill them. And so... you know, thank God it didn't kill David. He's alive today because of the hemp oil. Interviewed a lady and her husband from, and at this point I'm not going to mention the names because I'm not sure, how visible, because they live in Dubai. And the laws in Dubai are very strict when it comes to hemp. But he used hemp oil as well. And he was told that he was terminal, that he had 18 months at most. And he told me literally, and they're a very sweet couple. He said, I thought about just walking out into the desert when I was at my worst, when I was about to die and just dying in the desert. And at that point, she almost got teary-eyed. Or she did get teary-eyed, and she said, I was going to walk out with him.
Wow.
We were going to go die in the desert together. But, you know, thank God they didn't do the chemo. They found the hemp oil, and now here it is 3-4 years later, he's cancer-free as well. Some amazing testimonials, and that I haven't even gotten to Dr. Helu yesterday from Spain.
Well, we got to do that after the break. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is a cliffhanger. Listen, the blessings of healing are reaching around the world thanks to our good buddy, Ty Bollinger. We're here together going outside the box each and every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, Ty Bollinger is with us. No, not in Chicago, in England, on his way. I don't know, where is Latvia next? Where are you going next, Ty?
Yeah, we're actually flying out later this morning to Riga, Latvia. We got to catch a six. We got to leave here the hotel in just a few hours at 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And we're taking about a 2-hour cab ride to Gatwick Airport. I didn't realize we were going. London's got several airports, and the one that we've got to fly, that we have to leave to leave from to fly to Riga nonstop is Gatwick, which is a couple hours from here. But that's okay. We'll get in Latvia later today. Hopefully check into the hotel room and then get some rack.
I used to fly into London, and I would fly into Gatwick from Atlanta because they didn't have Heathrow flights years ago when I was a young Turk. And we took the Gatwick Express. And I remember the Gatwick Express would go from Gatwick into London. And there was a point where you'd pass a certain place where these large kind of industrial tanks or something were there, and it was the exact picture, Sands the Floating Pig, of one of the Pink Floyd albums from my childhood.
Really?
I don't know if you remember that. Had a big floating pig on it. Anyway, that's one of my memories, is you're bringing it back to me, the Gatwick Express.
Well, you know we were going to take the Gatwick Express, actually, but we decided not to, just due to the fact that we've got all this camera equipment.
I was in a backpack. It was easy for me.
Yeah, they said it would be an issue with all of the different luggage and bags trying to take the train all the way, you know, down, up, changing trains. So we're just going to take a cab.
Yeah. So let's see. You got Latvia coming up next, of course. But before that, if you can give me another sneak preview, you said you talked to a doctor from Spain?
Yeah, so this is really amazing. So Dr. Raymond Helu flew in he got a clinic in Barcelona, a clinic in Madrid, and in a clinic in Marbella. So he has three clinics in Spain. And he flew here to London specifically just to be interviewed for the Quest for the Cures. And so we interviewed him. He was one of the doctors that really heavily influenced Dr. Charles Majors, who was in the Quest for the Cures last year. And they cured his terminal malignant melanoma, I think it was, that metastasized into brain cancer, if I remember correctly. But Dr. Helu uses the Budwig protocol, mm-hmm, and some other really innovative procedures to detect cancer way before anybody else can detect it. It's called HRB, and he's able to detect what he called morphisms in the blood, changes in the blood that could,
right,
later lead to cancer, but 5 to 6 years before you even have cancer. Really great interview. His wife came with him. It was so fascinating getting to talk to him. He's a really genuine man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he came over here. He flew over here on his own dime.
Wow.
Stayed in a hotel, which ain't cheap in London.
No,
and
it's
flew
not.
Back,
yeah,
on his own dime just to be included in the Quest for the Cure. So, I mean, great guy. And, I said, look, we will gladly reimburse you for your travel costs and all this. And he said, no. He said, what you're doing is too important. He said, we're glad to pay for it. We just want to be here to help and share this news with people.
Dude, I practically have a tear coming to my eye when I hear that, honestly. I mean, that's just it's so profound when somebody is touched all the way around the world to come out and participate in this way to get the information out. I imagine that what he's relating is probably unique, not something that's been covered yet in the Quest for the Cures.
Yeah, it's not. He did relate some unique. Well, it's not extremely unique, right? I know Nancy's listening. It's not extremely unique. So you can qualify unique.
I'm going with you. It's extremely unique. We'll handle it.
But he shared some unique information. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to go out afterwards to eat with him, and then also Boris Greenblatt. He's a naturopath from Russia. He was here. He interviewed and talked about some remedies that they're using now in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting one to me was vodka and oil.
Vodka.
They use vodka and I'm trying to think of the kind of oil.
What kind of oil?
Not I think it's flax oil.
Okay, I was thinking it was from oil from a teenager's hair. That's not what we want to use.
No, vodka and oil, and it's the same principle as the Budwig diet. The vodka helps the oil to become to penetrate the cell membrane and deliver oxygen. But he shared some interesting things that nobody else is sharing because nobody else in the world other than in Russia are using these treatments. So I got a chance to interview him, and his wife, Inga, came with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're really sweet people as well. We were able to eat with them as well as Dr. Helu afterwards and break bread with them for a little while before we went back to our next interviews. But it's been fascinating, and that's just a few. That's not even all that we've done thus far, but that's just a sampling of the interviews here in London.
Well, some of the doctors that I met when we were doing the event with the Alliance for Natural Health and Bite the Sun, and these were Asian doctors in Britain. They were British, but they were of Asian descent, like Indian or Pakistani descent. And I've always known that, of course, since I became a homeopath, that homeopathy is a mainstay in some of the Asian countries like that, that they might be a little bit more open, not always, but in some cases. Were you able to interact with any of the doctors of Indian or Pakistani descent when you were there?
Not thus far, no. You know, I received, Rob Verkirk sent us a list of some potential doctors that we could, you know, hook up with. But by that time, the schedule was just, we're only here 3 days. And to be honest, our schedule's been jam-packed. I just haven't had any additional time. There was a few other doctors we could have gotten to. We just didn't have time.
Okay. Well, I just want to remind everybody also, if you want to see TMB and RSB and many others, Dr. Frank King will be with us, Paul Baratier, Dr. Michael Haley will be with us, and others. We're going to be at the International Conference or International Association for Colon Hydrotherapist Conference, and that'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, June 24th through 27th, somewhere around that time frame. So we'll see how Ty is working on his Latvian accent by that time.
You know, I was about to try to speak in a Latvian accent, RSB, but I don't even have a clue what a Latvian accent is, and so it would just sound like more of an idiot than I normally do.
Yeah, so I just say, pass the vodka. That's all we can say. It's sort of Russian, but all right. Well, listen, you got the Gatwick Express coming up. A special shout out to our friend Richard from Carnivora. I still keep hearing stories from people that are using the Venus flytrap extract with great success. And if you haven't plugged into that, carnivora.com. And I don't know if any stories of folks, I can't remember at this point, have shared any of those stories in the quest for the cures.
Yeah, you know, not in the quest for the cures, but I did recently get an email, I think it was last week, from somebody that was using Carnivora and then treated an advanced stage cancer very successfully. I actually got a contact from Richard for the, you know, over here in Europe, quest for the cures, of a guy that's got a bunch of different testimonials. And to be honest, I just haven't had time to get back with him yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, of course, Richard can't claim anything.
No, he doesn't. He's really good about that, because a supplement manufacturer cannot make any claims, even if it's scientifically validated, as we found out about selenium, even.
Especially if it's scientifically validated.
Yeah. You know, so when people demand, and this is still interesting to me, Ty, when people demand, where's the evidence of that? Listen, I'm going to show you some evidence for instance, for silver, right? I don't sell the silver, so I can speak more freely about it. But if that company were to put out the scientific validation of what it does, you know what would happen? People don't realize that. It isn't just that, oh, yeah, you can scientifically validate that suddenly you're home free. No, then you're in trouble.
Then you're more in trouble, yeah. And that's what happens over here. And that's what's happening in Scandinavia. I was talking to one of the ladies that I'm going to interview when we're in Amsterdam next week. She's selling a product that contains Moringa oleifera in it, which is a really nutrient-dense tree.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the product line, she was getting it imported over there into Norway. She lives in Norway. She's flying to Amsterdam for the interview. She lives in Norway. She was getting it imported into Norway, and they made the mistake of making a true claim, right, that this provides vitamin D or provides antioxidants to prevent aging or whatever it was. I don't even know the claim.
Mm-hmm.
And now Norway has banned it from being imported into the country because of one claim.
Right.
And it was completely scientifically validated.
Yeah. It's just stunning. This is where people that have not been involved in the healing on the level that we have, Ty, they're really shocked to hear this. I remember years ago talking about medical doctors being persecuted and prosecuted for daring to help their patients overcome cancer with no chemo or radiation or surgery. And I would still get calls. The people that were outraged, how dare you say such a crazy lie? That doesn't happen in America. And so a lot of folks have just not been exposed to it because, let's face it, the mainstream media doesn't cover stories like this even today unless they can say that that doctor who is doing this is a quack or a kook or a nut or a woo-woo, as Ty Bollinger, we talked to Superdon about. And he doesn't like that term either.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we live in a bizarre state where you really can't tell the truth when it comes to supplements. And so the only way that you're safe is to sell a supplement, to sell some kind of a nutritional product, and not say anything about it. Now, you know, there's slants you can take, though. I mean, you could literally come out and say, you know what? We are not saying that this cures cancer. We are not saying that this helps with rheumatoid arthritis. You could say exactly the opposite of what it does. And you know what? People are wising up enough to where that might be a good marketing strategy.
Yes. Yeah, well, exactly. But the reverse psychology is certainly a hampering impact in terms of the marketplace. It's restraint of trade. It is not freedom. And listen, if you want to argue against what we do holistically, naturally, that's fine. You can do that. But if you start utilizing the power and force of government to suppress the information, to suppress speech, now you're on the side of evil. because we have been granted freedom of speech by that which created us all, and that's not government. Government, at least in the United States, was partly established to protect those freedoms, not to grant it or remove it. And, of course, even in UK, there's some elements of freedom of speech. If you go to Hyde Park Speaker's Corner and the Magna Carta going all the way back, they're the bases of what we see in America, at least the ideal of it, preceded our country by many hundreds of years.
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's no place that's more evident of the erosion of freedoms now than in the airports. And I got a funny story to tell you about what happened in the airport coming over. How much time we got left here?
Oh, we got about a minute or so before the next break, if you want to dive into that, or we can wait either way.
Yeah, I can get it done. So we're at customs, and we've got all this camera equipment. So we have to get the carnet, which is just the official document that lists all of your equipment.
Right.
As you go into other countries, we have to get it stamped by customs. So as we're waiting there, I get the funny idea. I'm gonna get my cell phone to one of the cameramen and get him to take a picture of me acting like I'm handcuffed in front of the U.S. Customs office there.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah, I sent you something like, you know, wincing like they've handcuffed me in front of the... It's just a joke. So by the time he takes the picture, this customs officer walks by and he goes, "Hey, you can't take pictures. Delete that from your phone." He goes, "It's against the law." And at that point, I'm like, okay, what law exactly am I breaking? "Well, it's against the law." I said, "Okay, I'm happy to delete the picture. What law am I breaking?" And he goes, "Just use your mind. It's common sense." And he walks away.
Okay.
So then we go... About 5 minutes later, we get to the other customs agent that has to stamp our carnet and go through our bags and everything. And this other guy that had just come through grabs him, takes him aside, and pretty much tells him to give us a hard time because we hadn't complied to his commands.
Well, because you're a troublemaker. Hold on, Ty Bollinger. We got to take a break. TMB in England. He's in the UK for a little longer, and he's staying up late for us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Autism One. Glad you're with me. We'll find out what happened as he went through customs after this brief break. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So, TMB, hasn't your mom ever told you, don't speak at the wrong moment, the wrong time? You're in there going through customs. You could shut this trip down before you even begin, and you're asking him, what's the law that says I can't take a picture? God love you. I love you, Ty Bollinger. You're amazing.
Love you too, RSB. And you know what? We both agree on this. If we don't stand up for our rights, they're going to take them.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I was not breaking any law. There was no signs posted that said no cameras or anything. So I knew I wasn't breaking the law, and I knew that he knew that. And I just kind of wanted to put him back in his place a little bit. But he did tell the other agent to harass us, apparently. And so the agent comes back, and he says, guys, what just happened? Because was there some kind of an issue, some kind of a confrontation? And I said, you know, sir, here's what happened. He told me to delete the picture we had just taken. I said, we're a camera team. Okay, we take pictures. We do film everywhere we go. And I said, I would have been happy to delete the picture if he had told me what law I was breaking. But apparently there's not a law that says you can't take a picture, and I wasn't breaking a law, so I'm not going to delete the picture. And he just shook his head and like nodded and agreed with me. And he said, okay, guys, you know what? Let's just start all over here. He gave us all a high five, and he said, all right, so let's get this done. And he stamped our carnet, and we were off to the races.
Off to the races. Well, you're still there. You're still standing. And God love you for all the efforts you're putting forward for a good, good cause, if there ever was one, helping to bring the power to heal back where it belongs to the people of planet Earth, not just here in America. You there in the UK, you're going all over the place, and it's just amazing. Ty, there are other stories I'm sure you've run into. I don't know if they relate to the different customs that are involved or eating fish and chips with the wrong utensil. I don't know what's going on over there.
Well, they're foul stories, Robert. They're foul.
They're foul? Why are they foul?
Well, I don't know if that's the exact term. They deal with birds. Are birds foul?
Yeah, the F-O-W-L, that's true. They are. Well, I was hoping this was not a gaseous emissions joke.
Then they're foul. Well, it sort of is a gaseous emissions joke. So here's what happened. This is really funny. It's, you know, kind of on a little bit of a lighter note than the last story about the customs agent. So I was out this morning, and we were out. We try to get these videos outside. It's got a completely different feel than the last Quest for the Cures. It's going to be some really phenomenal footage, by the way.
Yeah.
Some of these locations that we're filming outside. But we're outside in this garden, this park. They call it a garden here in London, but in a park. Just a beautiful setup underneath these huge trees. And we're about to start filming the interview this morning with a lady and her husband from Dubai. Right before we start filming, I feel this thud on my head.
Oh, no.
And a bird had pooped on me. So, and I'm not making this up. So we get out my handkerchief. She's kind enough to come over. No, the guys were such sissies, they didn't even want to touch me. So the lady comes over, grabs my handkerchief, gets the bird poop out of my hair and off of my shirt. Thank God it was on the other side of my shirt than we were filming, so you couldn't see it.
Oh my God.
And then we did the interview. Right at the, I'm not making this up, at the end of the interview,
yes,
we just said, thank you for coming. Another bird, or maybe it's the same fowl, poops on the other side of my head and gets it all over the other side of my shirt. Two rocket launchers right in the same interview. It totally ruined my shirt. There's brown poop stains all over one of my brand new shirts.
Well, you know the FDA was watching you, and they've got their drone birds up there just targeting you with bird poop. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. But what a great story. You know, the thing is, in some cultures, I don't know, maybe it's not a cultural thing. They say it's really good luck to get pooped on by a bird.
That's what I heard. Somebody told me that today.
And you got it twice, so
I got a double dose of good luck.
Just wanted to make sure they weren't redoing Alfred Hitchcock's famous movie.
Yeah, Once we get off here, I'll send you a couple of the pictures over. They took pictures and video of me getting pooped on. We were actually still filming with the last one.
That's got to be a great outtake for the next round of the Quest for the Cures. Now, it does remind me of Mel Brooks, because he did a scene in one of his movies that was a takeoff on Hitchcock's The Birds, where, in fact, it wasn't being attacked. They were being pooped on by the birds from above. So there you are in a little bit of a comedy in the midst of a very serious discussion. So
it was great. It really lightened up the mood, and it's just fun. I mean, it is going to be one of the outtakes, and we're already putting together a video for the member site that they're going to be able to see me getting pooped on.
Yeah, so in the Q&A afterwards, what you do with the family, you'll have to describe the best way to get bird poop out of your hair while you're live.
That's a good one.
All right, TMB. Well, we are about out of time. What a great episode of Outside the Box, global edition for sure. As you are in England, safe journeys, my friend, to all the other destinations, to Latvia, the Netherlands on the way home, and I look forward to seeing you stateside, of course, in Nashville in June, coming up next month.
Sounds great, buddy, and it was really fun hanging out with you this last weekend in Naples with Sayer and Aaron Elizabeth at the Food and Thought. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing that shirt right now.
Nice. Well, from England, tell everybody what they need to know as we wrap up.
Don't forget, Pit Cheerio, the power to heal is yours.
Yes, sir.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.